Hello and welcome to Speaking Truth to Power. My name is Irvin Hill and I'm your host this evening. And today's topic is about the Jezebel spirit. Before we dive into that, I want to honor the Father, the Heavenly Father. And there's only one God, one Creator. There's no other beside Him. There's no other behind Him. There's no other in front of Him. There's only one church, one faith, and one baptism. One God, one church, one faith, and one baptism. All these other religions that they're throwing out there, if it wasn't what did Jesus Christ said, upon this rock I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail. If it's not the church that Christ started, watch out for yourself. You're in trouble. It's about 8.05 p.m. here in Stockton, California. That's Northern California. And I am going to be the host this evening. And it's going to be about the Jezebel spirit. And we'll talk about what the Bible says about the Jezebel spirit, the characteristics of the Jezebel spirit, how the Jezebel spirit operates in men and women, and how to cut off the Jezebel spirit. And many of us thought that because we heard from the Bible, the Old Testament, in Kings, about the Jezebels that was married to the king Ahab, and how she killed all the prophets and did the things that she did and caused chaos. You know, let's go into it. You know, can men and women be influenced by Jezebel's spirit? Yes, they can. You know, unfortunately, some are misinformed about the influence of the Jezebel spirit. Most people are under the assumption that, you know, Jezebel spirits influence only in women. But that's false, audience. It's also in men as well. And guess who's behind it? The enemy is always behind the Jezebel spirit, in men and women. You know, remember, the enemy is cunning, calculating. He will do like nothing more to focus attention in one area or one person while causing chaos and destructions in another person's life. When destructions happens, the intended target is people or groups that want to glorify God. Have you ever been under attack when you start glorifying God by family members, church members, or outside of those areas? Such as the church, ministries, marriages, and families. Sometimes the worst is your family. You know, let's be clear that both men and women can be influenced by the Jezebel spirit. You know, what we'll learn about the Jezebel spirit is what the Bible says about this Jezebel spirit, the characteristics of the Jezebel spirit, how the Jezebel spirit operates in men and women. You know, how to cut off the Jezebel spirit and how to protect yourself from the Jezebel spirit. This is a very, very strong spirit that's destroying. You ever notice how churches are being split because one or two people come in and cause all this chaos? A church that was flowing and prospering, and all because of one person or maybe a couple of people get together and cause all this chaos among the congregation and among the men in the pulpit. You know, the Jezebel spirit, many refer to, is based upon characteristics of, you know, the king Ahab's wife, Queen Jezebel, who was the, you know, the daughter of the king of Syria, a nation who worshiped false gods and ultimately influenced Israel to due to marriages between Jezebel and Ahab. You know, the Bible describes King Ahab in Kings 18 and 30 as doing more evil than in the eyes of God than anyone before him. That means he did quite a lot to make that happen, to do that. What did this man do? I know we got to, you know, you got to go back and read Kings to see for yourself and not take what someone else tell you. Go read it for yourself. You know, the biblical text, you can see how Jezebel influenced her husband and ultimately the nation of God's chosen people to worship false gods and namely Baal. You know, that's happening today. The very elect being fooled to go a different direction. And they believe it. And that just tells me, and it should tell you, that many people are still ignorant when it comes down to the word of God. The lack of study, the lack of belief, the lack of repentance. You know, back then, you know, Jezebel orchestrated evil behind her husband's reign to get what she wanted, control. How many of you know people like that want control, do anything to get it? How many of you know someone that used seduction to kill someone? And you can kill a person in many ways, not just by death, but you can destroy their mind, take their will from them. The will to, you know, not lead themselves anymore, but depend on someone else to lead them. You know, Jezebel desired to kill the prophets. You know, when you get to go to read, you find time to read this, you'll find the desire to kill the prophets of God was in 1 Kings 18 and 14, 1 Kings 18 and 13, and 1 Kings 19 and 1. Those are the three scriptures you'll find when she had the desire to kill the prophets of God. Now, Jezebel desired to worship false prophets, false deities, was in 1 Kings 16 and 31, 2 Kings 9 and 22. And you'll find those right there. You'll find how she worshiped the false gods and stuff. You know anyone that's worshiping false gods? Or did you worship false gods at one time? Now, Jezebel also desired to have control. Now, many of us know people that want control. Maybe yourself at one time wanted control. And it happens on the job, your family, the church, and also through your associates, your friends that you call friends. You know, there also was the warning of the Jezebel spirit in the end times. And that's going, you know, into Revelations. Well, if you take a look at Revelations 2 and 20, Jesus warned against the spirit of Jezebel. And she comes to kill, destroy, and corrupt the church. You know, I know where your works, love, service, faith, and patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have few things against you because you allowed that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immoralities, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulations unless they repent of their deeds. Revelation 2, 19 and 22, emphasis added. You know, unless they repent of their deeds, this is the key breaking free from the spiritual force that seeks to seduce, kill, and destroy the message of Jesus and God's kingdom. Queen Jezebel operated out of the Jezebel spirit we know today. Her goal was to lead the saints astray so that they would commit idolatry, which is spiritual adultery. And if she couldn't lead them away, she eliminated them. How many of you know, or who you know, that's quite capable of doing that? And you can eliminate people in many ways. I mean, you know the characteristics of the Jezebel spirit. And it ain't just in women. It's also in men as well that are doing this in the church. You know, that characteristic of the Jezebel. There's numerous characteristics. This is truly an evil spirit. And it's just a few of them. You know, deception, manipulation, control, insubordination. Sexual immorality, pride, and refuse to repent. Now, how many of you know that someone has these characteristics? And there are many more. There are about 30 or 40 more of them. Now, let's keep in mind, even though the Jezebel spirit is named after Queen Jezebel, it knows no gender. This means that This demonic spirit can influence both men and women. The same control and manipulation, seducing and prideful characteristics manifest in men just as they do in women. Now, how many of you have seen that in men? Even in your own family, your husband, even the pastor of the church you go to, the deacons, have that spirit. Pay attention the next time you go to church. Listen to what's being said. Watch out for those characteristics. Deception, manipulation, control, insubordination, refuse to repent, sexual immorality, and pride. Now, these characteristics may describe several different evil spirits, but what makes the Jezebel spirit so dangerous is its seductive and even religious traits. It fuels immorality in our government and the church, causing confusion and grief. You know, just as Queen Jezebel supported the worship of a false god, the spirit of Jezebel will support the worship, their counterfeit, the false gods, such as wealth and power, fleshly desires, and witchcraft, which is another one. Now, think about witchcraft. That totally exists. How many people that are involved in that? How do you not know that your pastor or your deacons are not involved in this? You know, for it's going to fortune tellers, astronomy. These things God is totally against. You know, the spiritual force will use seduction of every kind to lure people away from God's destiny into Satan's destruction. And usually by dropping the seed of prosperity upon you. Play that so much over and over, and then it's planted into your subconscious. And that's what you become, and that becomes your God. You know, the spiritual force, we use seduction every kind to lure people away from God's destiny into Satan's destruction. Ultimately, the spirit of Jezebel plays a puppet master in the same way she controlled King Ahab. Very strong spirit. Now, how does the Jezebel spirit operate in the men and women? Just imagine if you go in Kings and read about Queen Jezebel, how she controlled her. The Jezebel spirit attacks government leaders, both men and women. It won't stir groups of people, usually does, who are what for God's kingdom prosperity. God's kingdom for prospering away from their destiny. It used the role of leadership to control and manipulate behind the scenes. You see this same behavior in Queen Jezebel as she manipulated King Ahab. Now, let's think about behind the scenes of manipulation. See, a lot of things are orchestrated behind the scenes on what's going to be done, said to manipulate the congregation. And these things are studied throughout the week of what they're going to say and what they're going to do, because they know that one thing that turn a lot of people on is money. And what they do, they tell you to give to get. There's nowhere in the Bible it tells you to give to get. It tells you it's better to give than to receive. Now, Jesus said also, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things be added unto you. Now, if he's telling you to seek God and his righteousness and all these things be added unto you, then why would you let someone tell you to give money to get money? Does that make any sense to you? Now, the Jezebel spirit attacks family leaders. This attack often responsible for the split of marriages, families. God's design for marriage and families is to give pictures of how unity, love, honor, and relationship with the Father are manifested here on earth. The Jezebel spirit seeks to kill, destroy the institution of marriage and families according to God's design. You know, Satan been trying to do this from the beginning. It destroy whatever God built. a perpetrator of God. Now, the Jezebel spirit draws you with the false flattery and deceit. The spiritual force will gain favor by itching your ears. It will appear to be very caring in order to build you up and only to tear you down when it fits the agenda. Had that ever happened to you? To you or someone you know or someone in your family? A church member? Co-worker? Think about it. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up themselves teachers. Now, you'll find it in 2 Timothy 4 and 3. Once again, that's 2 Timothy 4 and 3. Please read that. The Jezebel spirit operates out of the attention-seeking agenda. The evil spirit wants to kill, destroy relationships by attaching to someone who will seek to be center attention and is self-serving. This is one way the demonic spirit uses the power of seduction. Those under the influence desire personal glory. As a result, those who are struggling with their own identity will seek to be associated with the attention of seeker. Is that part of your life or someone in your life? Close to you? Family members? Church members? Co-workers? It's happening. The Jezebel spirit is strong. The Jezebel spirit will be combative and critical. After this spirit has wrapped a number of people into the web, it will use its influence to become combative and critical. It will undermine change or any sort of constructive criticism. When it feels it is losing the control it has been allowed to have, it goes after those who cross its path. You know anyone like that? Man or woman? Husband or wife? Brothers or sisters? Mothers or fathers? Church members? Co-workers, associates, can all do that. This is why it's critical to combat the spirit with other strong believers. Actually, put on your armor of God. See, we need to be close to people that are strong and strong believers of God. You need that encouragement. We need that shield. Now, the Jezebel spirit in men. Now, most people think it's just in women. No, it's in men as well. Now, when the Jezebel spirit operates in men, he would initially come across as very strong and powerful. He also has a sensitive side, which changes quickly into a victim role. The charming initial impression of the spirit manipulates those around him to do it its will at the cost of hurting others. Then he plays the victim. How many of you know people that play the victim? A lot of them, right? Play the victim when they was the one caused the problem. Now, the controlling manner of the Jezebel spirit can be condescending and insubordinated. Avenge sincere human emotions. The Jezebel spirit can mimic honesty, integrity, and other virtues, but soon the truth is revealed and anger erupts. Just be patient. You see exactly who he is. After the emotions are lows, he will appear sorrowful, but never admitting guilt. This is only to return to a state of control through manipulation. You guys know any man like that in your life? Pay attention to him. Now, the Jezebel spirit in a woman. The Jezebel spirit operates in a woman in much of the same way as it does men. It hides a woman's insecurities and fears. It uses domineering behavior to draw the woman away from authentic relationships where she can be vulnerable and honest. The domineering mindset allows the Jezebel spirit to have more control with those and women of influence. a woman. The Jezebel spirit loves gossip and will seek to know details about another person's life, but only so that it can use it against them later. Now, that's just necessarily a woman that likes to gossip. There's a lot of men out there gossip far more than women do. Do you know someone like that, ladies? Men that gossip more than you do. Brother, sister, church members, deacons, pastors, co-workers. Yeah, they're out there. Just as Queen Jezebel did with King Ahab, she didn't want him or Israel to worship God. Therefore, she lured them away with false gods that tore the nation apart. Now, how many of you know that someone had come into your family and tore the family apart? Come into your relationship, your marriage, and tear it apart. Come into the church and tear it apart and call a split. It's happening to this day right now. It has not stopped. Now, there are ways to cut off the Jezebel spirit. Now, the Jezebel spirit has influence in all of our lives. Be through leadership, friendship, or family, we must first understand its influence on our culture, government, and church. From there, it is time to get honest with God. Now, we got to get honest with God. Now, we have to confess, God, these traits, these characteristics are controlling our lives. And we have to repent, true repentance, in order for that to happen. Now, no one knows your heart as the Lord does. He knows the secrets, the shame that try to hide. He knows the hold the Jezebel spirit can have on you. Men have reported feeling in a fog or a daze. You know, because the Jezebel spirit is credibly manipulative, many have reported they feel in a fog or a daze. For example, they understand that sexual immorality is against God's design. Yet somehow, this spirit can create a desperate desire in a man. He may become obsessed with another woman, unable to get her out of his mind. Women have reported creating ungodly soul ties. Perhaps a woman feels the same way and falls into its lies. Creating ungodly soul ties, the Jezebel spirit goal is that you set aside the Christ mind thought and operate strictly out of emotions and the carnal mind. Then the spirit will push you to act more severely and more intensely until it has total control. But this is good news. You have a choice to come before God and get honest about the spirits of influence. Express heartfelt repentance. Now, many of us don't know what repentance really is. They think I repent and that's it. It's deeper than that. Now, when God's sorrow and repent have taken place and you come out of agreement with the Jezebel spirit, you will experience guaranteed freedom. When you are free, you can answer the call of God. It is impossible to be in agreement with this spirit and walk in the fullness of the life that God has for you. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and a mammon. And you'll find that in Matthew 6:24. That's in Matthew 6:24. I'm going to read that again. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and a mammon. That's Matthew 6:24. Now, how to protect yourself from the Jezebel spirit. Once you understand the characteristics, how it operates, and how to cut it off, protect yourself because more about being aware. God says, His people perish because of lack of knowledge. And that the truth will set you free. Now, you'll find in Hosea 4 and 6, and you'll find that the truth will set you free in John 8 and 32. Therefore, you know, a lot of praying daily, but these things won't come out just by prayer. It's going to need fasting as well, because Jesus said these things come out by fasting and prayer. So we're going to have to get into that habit of fasting as well. Now, Ephesians 6 walks you through the armor of God designed to protect you from the evil principalities of this world. And the Jezebel spirit is one of them. You know, that spirit is so strong. Now, most of us have not repented correctly. Most of us have not been baptized, because it goes further than just the repentance and asking for forgiveness. And repenting and being baptized. Man, if it has not been baptized correctly, you know, and the best way, the correct way of being baptized is under Acts 2:38. You go down in water, not sprinkled with water. You go down in water. Now, Acts 2:38 says, in King James Version, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's where it begins, confessing your sins to God. To God. You don't have to confess them to no one else but to God. Now, you can confess to one another, but I would caution you about confessing certain things to certain people. Be careful. Now, if you become a believer and you be baptized under Acts 2:38 and waiting on the promise of the Lord to receive those gifts. Now, you have to remember, the disciples did not go out. They waited for the Holy Spirit, and they were obedient to what Jesus told them, wait for the Holy Spirit. They need to be equipped. Once they received the Holy Spirit, then they were able to go out. We have to have patience. Some of us will get the Holy Spirit right away, and some of us might get it later through our patience and waiting, consistent standing in the Word of God, fasting and praying. Being against what God is against. I want to thank you. It's been my time. And I'd like to ask you to be sure to subscribe. Download the app so that you can receive all the audio content when it comes out. It's been my time. God bless you. God love you. Stay strong and committed. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen.